I got an offer here.
You can say that again.
If I'm going to send an invitation for any one of you to come here and spend a couple of weeks here in Iraq to know what it's like to live here, would any one of you accept it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right away.
Yeah, we'll come.
Oh, yeah.
So what is preventing you from coming here? I can answer.
Leah's
your
been.
Government. You are not allowed to come to Iraq, right? None of you is allowed to get any visa to Iraq. And this is democracy. Why do you think? Because they are absolutely positive that when you're going to come here and to live with us, and you know that there are so many young people here who are just like you, got the same hobbies, the same life, the same future, the same dreams, the same families, the same communications, you will stand against the war and against your government. And that's what they don't want to.
Can I say something? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Leoran or Josh said something about that they want to continue living and they like the war game. What about us? We do want to continue our life. I'm talking about myself. I would like to continue my life. You are talking about yourself only. You like the war game and you want to continue your life. You have said a lie and you have believed it, that Iraq owns a weapon of mass destruction. For God's sake, Jane, you have to stop lying about this issue. You want to live, you have to let the others live.
Excuse me, I think there may have been some misinterpretations. What we're trying to do here is just kind of tell you guys what we are hearing, and we are saying that a lot of Americans believe that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, and that Iraq will use them.
What's your proof?
No. All that I'm saying is that
Here. Here we are just facing accusations without any evidence, and it's generally well known that each accusation should be attached with an evidence. So where are your evidence?
I think that's absolutely true. That's the tragedy of our current government, is that they feel that everyone should just believe what they say because we should trust them. And any evidence they try to present to back up their claims about nuclear weapons or chemical weapons or meetings between Iraqis and Al-Qaeda people, all of those accusations, when they present an evidence, it becomes false when people investigate. So we are asking the same question. Where is the evidence? Where is the evidence? We don't know one way or the other because there is no evidence one way or the other. So it's impossible for us to know the truth.
So we're just asking you guys to answer the American people that are for the war. We want to see what you guys have to say, because I think that a lot of people need this clarified. They're not sure what the Iraqi people are saying, and we would like you guys to tell us what you would tell the people of the United States who are for the war.
We want the world to realize that you are just like us and you deserve life just like anyone else.
George Bush Jr. This fact.
You're right.
I mean, here, have you guys searched for any information of our country, our culture, our history, our facts, our religion, or anything about us? You got access to internet, you get access to satellites, you get access to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So aren't you guys curious to know who are those guys that your government is going to bomb?
We are the land of the first civilization. I think that you heard about it. We are the ones. This civilization, I mean the first civilization, the two rivers civilization, is the place that raised all the languages and the knowledge and everything. So we are so, let's say, I don't know how to say it for you, but you should know it, that we are not only just like you. Maybe, I'm sorry to say that, but maybe we are better than you, I mean for the American people. So, and I want to say something. Let me finish, Haider. And I heard that Bush Jr., in his teenage age, he was taking a drug.
Drug dealer.
So he's a drugger.
Yeah.
And he was very, very, very naughty.
Yeah. So, and I think that you're going to say that everyone in the world in this age able to do anything, and everyone has made a mistake in this age. But his father, I mean Bush, the old one, was exist. That's right?
He was what?
Los Faces. In your country, it's just changing names. When you change your president, you're just changing the names and the faces. The same system. Yeah, come on, that's the fact.
You are not changing the policy, only the name.
Just like changing the name and the face and the smile of your president.
It's true. I just want to go back to that question on why we're here about, like, you guys. And we want to know about you guys. We're interested in your culture, and that's part of why we're doing this talk, because we want to hear from you. But, like, for an average American, the stereotype of an Iraqi involves, like, somebody riding around on a camel in the traditional Arabic, like, dress, and we really don't know that much. Could you maybe give us a little more what it's like, and give us, like, what's your typical stereotype of an American?
Guys, this is ridiculous. We are a very intelligent people.
I have just parked my camel by the garage. It's so modern.
Mine's a Mercedes.
It's a Mercedes. It's so comfortable to ride on it. I have air conditioner in my camel.
CD player? CD player?
I have a CD changer in mine.
Okay. Like, we all in this room realize that that's not true, but what's your, like, what's a typical Iraqi stereotype of an American? Like,
hi, it's Lubna again. As a girl, for me, I don't have anything except pray. So can you pray with us, please?
Yes.
Oh, pray?
This is too much to ask.
No, please.
This is too much to ask.
Lead us in prayer.
You can pray in your own way. You can pray in your own way.
Everyone can pray with
but
his own way.
But we are praying in our hearts right now that we can live peacefully. And I wish that I can see this group again.
And we hope our voices will reach all over the world. And we hope that this conversation and other conversations can stop this coming war. We really hope so.
Yeah. And we also can exchange emails, so we can exchange poetry.
Please, do so.
Iran.
Would you, Iran?
Inshallah.
I'm so interested in your way of writing.
Inshallah.
We will send our emails to Ramzi, and we hope that he will give us all of your email.
We hear there's someone in the group who sings in Arabic, and we were hoping to hear a song.
Okay.
I'm not sure you want to hear it.
Yeah. We do.
Oh, yeah.
I can't sing, no.
Look, the guys sing in
it's a lady, it's a lady. All of us are going to join her, okay?
Okay.
Come on. She's a little bit shy. Hello. 5 seconds.
يا غريبي ما تسأل أحبابك اللي يحبونك مين مليل عيونك أنا بفكر فيك تبعد عني وتنساني محتاجك جنبي ترعاني نسيني جروحي وأحزاني أنا مستقل عنيك يا حبيبي لا تروح بعيد أنت نصيبي أنت في قلبي الوحيد أنت اللي في قلبي والله نزلك
الدنيا كلها الدنيا كلها
يا 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 يا
Now it's your turn, guys. You like that? Hey, guys, did you like that?
It's beautiful. Who is that? That sounds really familiar.
No, no, really. Did you like that?
Yes.
Well, I can be her agent.
Well,
can get to her through me.
Well, it's your turn again.
What are you going to sing for us, folks?
Oh.
There is a rocker among you.
An American song.
In Arabic, come on.
No, no, we said
Arabic.
No, we're going to hear their Arabic again.
Then afterwards, English.
No, in English.
As an example, do you have a rocker among you?
Oh, you guys, you want this to be aired on air, and we don't want to sing here because none of us are talented singers. Nobody's going to want to listen to us. Seriously.
Come on.
Are there any requests?
Do you guys know the
Well, I request a song for Sepultura.
No.
No, come on. That's too hard. Yeah. Tim Burger. No,
we don't know who that is.
We all know
we are going to have something else better by Metallica. Nothing else would be great. We are going to know.
So close, no matter how far.
How about Nat King Cole?
Do you know that
love.
One?
Yeah.
No, something is slow, something that you can understand. For example, something for Lone Star, I'm already there or something. No, they have to choose the song, okay? Let them choose, do the choice.
How about Anita, Aretha Franklin, respect?
I don't know that.
What you want, baby, I got it.
What? Like John Lennon, Beatles, maybe? Imagine. Power to the Imagine.
Do you know the words?
Do you know the words?
Yeah.
See, we have this problem in America that none of us actually learn the words to songs.
Just know the beats.
We don't sing it to ourselves, and we wish we were better at it, so we're struggling.
I know L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. And E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two and love can make it. Take my heart, but please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
That was great. Just to hear that.
So good.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So we want to do a time check and see how much longer you all have, and you know, if you all need to go, then maybe this would be a good ending point, unless you have any more questions.
Well, for you, Michelle, since you are the oldest one there, I really want to know what's your motive in life.
My motive in life?
Uh-huh.
Or
only
my motto? Well, I try to live by this motto. I'm not always good at it, but I'm pretty good at it. And it's the Latin motto, carpe diem. I try to live for the day. Sometimes it's more difficult than others, and I appreciate it's much easier here than in other places. But that would be my motto. What's your motto?
Well, for me, at the personal level, it's take your demerits. They are what make you special.
I didn't understand that. I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Could you say it again?
Stick to your demerits. They are what make you special.
Ah.
I'm trying to fool myself with this thing.
How about
stay just like I am.
I think other people want to speak to what their mottos of life are. Can we share those with everybody?
And them too.
We can go first, and people on your end can think about it if you like, because everybody is ready here. Lizette is ready.
Well, this is one that I try to stick by or stick to.
You can go first.
Okay, well, I'm Lizette here. This is one that I stick to often, or I try to at least. It's treat others as you would like others to treat your children.
That was a good one. That's a clever one.
Liron.
I think the greatest word and the greatest purpose in life is compassion and living life for the benefit of others.
Hey, this is Sunita. I really haven't thought about this. You kind of caught me off guard. But I guess it would just be, you know, don't just wait for things to happen. Make it happen. You know, they're not going to come to you. And just like with this situation here, just sitting and hoping somebody else is going to do the job for you and stop this war was not going to stop it. So just get involved and follow what you feel is right.
This is Sean. I believe there's no such thing as unconventional, and anyone can do anything the way that they want to, as long as it's respecting other people. Mm. So live your life and have fun, and don't judge other people based on their decisions.
This is Josh. I don't have a specific motto or saying that I live my life by, but kind of building off of what Sean just said, I try really hard to recognize the common humanity that's present in everyone. And I think that this dialogue today was a really good step in that direction.
Mine is from a philosopher who's inspirational to me. It's not very creative, but I think it guides a lot of my actions. He says we should live our lives guided by knowledge and inspired by love. So.
That's a good one. Who is the philosopher, Nico?
Sorry, that's Bertrand Russell. He's a 20th century British philosopher.
Well, I think I have two mottos. One is do it if it'll make a good story. And the second is from Dorothy Day, and it's where there is no love, put love, and you'll find love. And now, and your mottos now.
This is Ahmed here. My motto is, what goes around comes around.
That's
fitting. Is it that bad?
I think it's true.
Very appropriate.
True.
Karma. Yeah.
I believe in this stuff.
Okay. My model is the voice of people is the voice of God.
So,
you know that. Okay.
That's nice.
So I can you catch the idea. Mm-hmm. I mean something. Okay.
Hi. I love everything, and I believe I hear your voice again, but in bass.
Well, for me, you don't want to hear. I'm a lead. Let's say I have only one thing. Behave as you are. Don't pretend. And don't lie. Because nothing deserves it, and nothing you can scare off. So, don't lie. Don't pretend. Live your life in a fast way.
Hi, this is Soded. Well, I have always lived my life like that. Say the best thing or best person you are bad. I'm not a defensive personality, and I have faced so many problems because of this over honest, I guess. Yeah, I have lost, but I have a true friend. Yes, till now we have been friends for 10 years, and we are the extremists, but we are so we have so many things in common deep inside us. She knows me, and I know her. We are understanding personalities. So this is my motto, that I have to say whatever. I have to say it without hesitating, yes. And I love my day. I stick to my day. Although I have plans in my mind, but I have to stick to my day. Look, Waleed is trying to. I'm already.
I can bet that there's no one has a longer thing like
this. No! No, I'm trying to say that I'm not lying. I'm not pretending.
You don't have to be so angry.
No. Okay. He annoyed me.
This is a challenge. We're Iraqi students and American students. Who can get the longer motto, okay? Let's start. No, she's the winner number one.
No, don't bully him. He's bluffing.
Okay, for me, actually, it's not exactly a motto. It's a few lines, which is written in our holy book. We're going to have a fight here. No, that was at the personal level. That's a general level. It's the two lines in our holy book which says that you might want something and you want it so bad to happen, and it's not for your sake. And you might hate something and you really don't want it to happen while it's for your sake and you don't know it. So when you face it, just believe that it might be for your sake in the future, but you don't know it. If you really believe in those two lines, you'll get over every and each thing you're going to face in your life.
The second longest motto here.
Haider is the champion one. This is Soraya. Don't complain your pain to others. It only hurts the one who carries it. Don't want to be slave to anything.
I decide. I don't really have any motto or anything. I just believe in
you know, following your conscience, your heart, whatever you call it, and, you know, that's basically it. Thank you.
You're the man.
Thank
yeah.
you. That's it, guys.
So now we want to hear a joke from you before ending this program. Come on, a laughy one. Because you won't laugh, it won't be a laughy. We don't have any compliments, so it's better be a laughy one, okay? Go ahead, a funny one.
A joke.
I think he meant today.
Keith
has got now, not today. I meant now.
Hey, now.
Hi, my name's Keith. I'm recording this and setting it all up. But this is a joke that's kind of, for English students, it might be pretty funny. It's a question. What's brown and sticky?
Brown and what?
Sticky.
Chocolate.
No.
Chocolate.
Next guest.
Brown and sticky?
Yeah, a stick.
That's what I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell it for you, but I think it's...
That was not our finest moment.
S-H-I-T.
Okay, we're going to challenge you to a contest. Who can tell the worst joke?
Worst joke?
I think the Americans are winning.
Once there was two gangsters, okay? There was an American gangster and an Australian gangster. So the Australian gangster arrives to America and wanders the streets. So the American gangster goes, "You came to die." Okay? So the Australian gangster goes, "No, I came yesterday." That was good.
Well, thank you all so much for sharing all of your stories and your humor and your passion. And we really hope to stay in touch with you, and we will broadcast this as widely as we can. And so give your emails to Rumsey, and Sunita has something to say.
Oh, guys, I was talking to Leah, actually, and she gave the speech with students, and she asked them, you know, for those of you who are for war and who are not for war, it doesn't matter, tell us, why are you basing this on? Like, do you know any Iraqi students there or any people there that you can, you know, associate yourself with? And it's really sad that none of us know any of you, and none of us know what your lives are like and what you guys do, and we can't relate to you in most of the things we talk about. So having this conversation, I really feel like I have some friends over there, and hopefully we can come and visit you guys one day, and we'll definitely try our best to do so. And we hope you guys come see us too.
God willing.
Yes. Inshallah.
You are most welcomed here.
Thank you.
Shukran.
Yeah, you're welcome. Can come with Ramsey the next time.
Yes.
He'll pay for the
No,
ticket.
He's not paying. Ramsey's a wealthy guy.
Well, we don't want to go, but we feel like this is a good time to say goodbye.
From each one. A final word from each one.
Okay.
Come on, each one of you could just say final word, final two, line or line and a half. Okay. Word, a letter, okay, just one letter.
Final word.
I guess I'll start. I was telling the people here earlier, I started doing research on Iraq about a year and a half ago, knowing next to nothing about it, and it's become one of the most important issues and concerns of my life. I'm so privileged to have gotten to speak with you all today, and I wish you the best over the next troubling times.
Well, our final word, maybe. Well, okay. My final word is gonna be, let's say, W E L O V E U. Okay.
We love you too.
It's Ahmed. My word is, I hope we survive the coming week. And I hope we live to talk to you again. I hope so. We all hope so, right?
Yes. This is my hope too, and my wish to talk to you again and to see this group and all the people around us. And no. I have something. I have another hope. It's directed to you guys. I hope you can broadcast this dialogue, conversation,
the world.
without getting yes.
Not like Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
You don't want to piss me off again.
This is a favor. You can consider it as a favor for me and for the Iraqi people to broadcast this conversation for the American people. I'd love to hear if I live, that this program was broadcasted by you, especially Michelle and Leah, especially.
As soon as we know when we will broadcast it, we'll tell you.
Oh.
This is Rumsey interrupting.
Yeah.
I think we probably should wrap up. I don't think people want to wrap up, and that's why this is going on and on.
We are having the same problem.
So if you guys want to designate one person to go ahead and make a final statement, and we'll designate one person, and that's it. We'll call quits. Mm-hmm.
I want to say that I hope my children one day play together.
Okay.
Yeah, Leron has something to say.
We all hope that one day all our children can play together in a world free of fear, free of bombs, and filled with peace and love.
Okay, first of all, I would like to thank you so much for this nice and cute and generous opportunity, and hope it will happen again and again. And I would like to thank all of you for being patient, for standing us all this time, just like we did. And I would just like to invite you to listen for a song for Bob Dylan, which says, how many lives must die to say too many lives has died? The answer is, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Mm. Listen to it. Nice song.
You could sing it.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
No. That's not
all right.
That's
thank you all very, very much. This
thank,
is
you,
really
thank you,
thank you,
Ramsey.
Thank you, Ramsey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Be safe.
Ma salama.
Ma salama.
Bye.
Ma salama.
Bye.